Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Football Filling. England are through to a last 16 tie against Senegal on Sunday night. But what does a 3-0 win against Wales mean for Gareth Southgate's team selection? Does he go with the same 11? Does Raheem Sterling get back in? Jordan Henderson surely has to start. And poor James Maddison is not going to play a single minute of football at this World Cup, is he? Let's be honest, it's a shame, isn't it? Tunesy boy, on your head, big dog. Come on, and you. Come on, now.
Hey, football.
Right, before we get started, Mark, you've got a bee in your bonnet about that little thing, haven't you?
I have. This has got helium in it. I mean, look at the shot from, was it Kiefer Moore last night?
Yep.
I mean, I know he's crap, but that was miles over. I think there's so many shots are going way over the bar, and I just think there's a massive issue with it. And I know Trippier's come out and said it, and I've been on about it for a while. And I just think people don't dare shoot from outside the box now. And even Rashford's free kick last night, that wasn't a normal Rashford free kick. He sort of placed it and it's still flown through. I just think it's hilarious that it's a World Cup and we've got a ball as crap as this. And
like a petrol station football.
Yeah, it is. What are these
plastic ones? Yeah.
Flyaways, shoot balls, isn't it? And, you know, its claim to fame is not goals from outside the box. It's bloody saying Ronaldo didn't score a free kick, isn't it? Because it's got his little graph.
Sensor in it.
Sensor, little snicko like they have in cricket. So, no, I think it's a terrible ball.
I'm with you, mate, a bit, to be honest with you. We've had that many nil-nils at half-time, nil-nils at full-time, and we haven't seen any goals absolutely drilled in from 25, 30 yards, have we, or anything like that. I'll get rid of things.
Messi's the only one who really seems to have
mastered how to do it.
To keep it down.
These Adidas balls, though, they've got a bit of a history of this. So these have been like Champions League balls for a long time. You remember even back to like the Jabulani back in the World Cup back in the day. They always would move all over the shop. And it's because they're light. Like the coating on it, it's like a plastic. It's horrible for a goalkeeper. Full stop, this is, yeah? Honestly, it's absolutely horrible. But you don't get chance to like train with them or anything like that. With the Nike balls in the Premier League, you will see them balls like months before the season starts. So you get used to it. And they're lovely balls as well. They are. They're really, really good. Like they fly true, all that kind of stuff. These, you get to see them like a day or two before the game starts. Brutal balls, hate them, get rid of them, get Nike on World Cup duty. That's what we need to do, all right?
Big shout,
get Nike on. And by the way, did Ronaldo score that goal or not?
I think it touched his hair.
I do too. I think it touched his hair.
I get him claiming it, but apparently Snicko, the ball.
Says no.
I wouldn't trust that ball though, so it's a goal for Ronaldo.
It's not this one. This is like the cheap version. This is like the 30
probably
quid
be all
version.
Right, though.
You know, the actual balls are like 150 quid or something like that. Right, anyway, come on. 3-0, Tunesy boy, what are we saying? We got there in the end, didn't we?
I thought it was a solid performance. I liked Gareth's changes.
Yeah.
Bringing in Phil Foden, Rashford, Henderson, Kyle Walker coming back.
Yeah.
Been on Twitter, though, hasn't he?
Massive.
Who has?
Gareth's been on Twitter.
Go on.
We were talking about this before, weren't we? He's picked a team for the fans there, hasn't he?
Oh, sorry,
you
sorry,
think it's peer pressure, yeah? You think he's given in?
I think he's listened.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, all like the big pundits were like, Phil Foden, Phil Foden, Phil Foden. And I thought, he's not going to start Phil Foden or Rashford. And he's gone and done it.
Yeah.
So maybe he has listened, mate. I think he's maybe not gone, right, he said I've got to do it, so I'm going to do it. But I think he's like, the amount of people that said it, he's gone, do you know what? Phil Foden is the bollocks.
Do you know one player who I think, right? I said it in my intro there. And when Jordan Henderson starts, right, I think people think, oh, bloody hell, Jordan Henderson, right? I am not joking, lads. I would rather have him starting ahead of most players in that midfield. I am not joking to you. I think he is like, he's that captain that you need on the pitch. Don't get me wrong, Harry Kane is our captain. That's great. Everybody will look up to him. And apparently behind the scenes, he's fantastic. But on the pitch, Jordan Henderson's the main man, you know. He's the guy that's shouting and pointing and getting everybody going. He raises the tempo.
That's what Jermaine Gina said on the comms last night. He said, the only person you can hear on this pitch is Jordan Henderson.
Is Jordan Henderson.
Is that because the atmosphere is so shit?
Well, I mean, the atmosphere is proper pony a bow, isn't it?
I'm having a great time, everyone. It's brilliant. It's brilliant here. It's the best World Cup ever. It's great. How much been paid? Anyway, we'll go. But Jordan Henderson, I like him, but I think Southgate pulled a sneaky one last night. It was a back five. It was almost a tactical back five. We're playing Wales with Kiefer Moore up front, and we're playing Bellingham, Rice and Henderson in the midfield.
Oh.
I know Mount gets dropped, but you put Foden or Mount in there and put Grealish off the left or Saka. We didn't need Bellingham, Henderson and Rice.
Oh, I know,
it's almost a new back five for him to be. How do I not play a back five but still be a boring defensive? Because I like Henderson. I like Henderson. I like Rice. I like Bellingham. But you don't need all three. And you don't need all three against Wales. You know, grow a pair. Play Saka and Rashford off the wing and Foden at 10, or put Mount back in at 10, or Madison, I think.
We should have done this. This is the problem, I think, for the whole group stage. We've just gone, like, looking at the knockouts, the quarterfinals, all that kind of... We should have gone for these three games, right? Let's just go and blow these teams out of the water. Well, let's batter Iran. We did, fair dues, but it still wasn't the most attacking lineup, was it? USA, we can batter them if we go about it properly. And Wales, come on. Wales were a shambles, weren't they, last night? Wales were an absolute disgrace.
They weren't the best. They weren't the best. But I want to see Phil Foden more central.
Yeah.
Did you see what he said?
Yeah, you said this before.
He did an interview after the game and he basically was asked about what his best position is. So quite a loaded question where he could have gone, oh, I'm happy to play anywhere. Yeah, and he went, well, I think I'm a number 10. I like to play.
Phil Foden said this.
So Phil Foden said, I think I'm a number 10. That's my favourite position. I mean, obviously, I'm happy to play anywhere. Then Southgate gets asked about it. Southgate gets the ump, really. I mean, Southgate getting the ump is, you know, God, imagine if he leave the pots out, he'd probably give you a pat on the back, wouldn't he? He's like, not bothered. But, you know, he sort of goes, what did he say? He said, I need some evidence of this. He doesn't play in that position. And I'm like, you're the bloody manager, you prat. Why don't you try him as a number 10? It's not Pep Guardiola's job to play him as a number 10. You can play him there. He wants to play there.
Phil Foden could play anywhere. He genuinely could play anywhere. I'd worry about putting him properly up top, but anywhere behind that line, he can genuinely play. He does that anyway. He wanders all over the pitch. He's absolutely beautiful.
Just go anywhere, Phil. So, he's so good.
So what do we say? What are we saying then for the next game? Senegal, Sunday night, right? We're favourites to win the game. I think we're like 2-7 favourites or something like that, right? What team are we going for? Are we going for the same team or what?
I think
this is a difficult one, this. I think this game has given Gareth Southgate more problems than answers. I really do.
We're back five.
Do you think so?
Against Senegal. We can't go a back five against Senegal.
You can read him like a book, though, can't you? And it's and not a very good book. It'd be like bloody, you know, The Complete Guide to Roundabouts in the Milton Keynes by Gareth Southgate. He's so bloody boring. We will go... At some point, that back five's coming out. It's like an early Christmas present to the English nation, that back five. But he probably will stick with a book. But I agree with Tubes. I'd put Foden in at 10. I'd bring Saka back and play Rashford and Saka.
Yeah.
I mean, Kane will probably talk about, but the midfield three is the where I would play a more attacking player, so Foden or Mount, whatever. And I might go Henderson and Rice to allow you to have the more attacking
player. And
drop
Jude Bellingham.
Yeah, I love Jude Bellingham, but again, I think he's a player that Southgate's not... I thought he was quiet against Wales. And
he's
a brilliant player, but if you're not getting something out of him, and we all value Henderson, and I think Rice is important. Senegal are very energetic, athletic,
strong,
and quick.
Yeah.
And I think you can't drop Henderson. It's Rice or Bellingham for me and an attacking midfielder.
Right. Yeah, I'm happy with that. Jordan Henderson, I think, is key to that. Really do. I'm with you as well. I think Bellingham, for sure, brilliant. I love him as a player. But I think now we're getting to the business end of it. It's great in the group stages. Go and express yourself, mate. Have a good time kind of thing. But now we're getting to the business end of it. I think this is where you need your a bit more experience. You know what I mean? A bit more sort of guile, a bit more know-how to get through it. Because Senegal, it'll be a tough game. Don't get me wrong. But we should be able to breeze past them.
I'll tell you what as well. I wouldn't be opposed, and this is way out there, I wouldn't be opposed to giving the captain's armband to Henderson, dropping Harry Kane, putting Rashford down the middle or Callum Wilson, because I think Koulibaly and co. will deal with Harry Kane, but I don't think they'll deal with the pace.
There's absolutely no chance that is happening.
Never happening.
No chance.
But
Harry Maguire, though, let's give him a bit of credit.
Yeah, go on.
He's been good.
He's been fantastic,
really,
hasn't
really
he?
Good.
In my eyes, he's been one of England's best players so far in this tournament, okay? So much so that I think when the season starts again for Man United, he has to be in that starting 11. He has to be in the starting 11 for Man United, right? What do you reckon, Matt?
I think you know what I reckon. I mean, I don't live in a world where anybody benches Varane and Martinez anyway, but Harry Maguire last night played well, but him and John Stones, they could have put a couple of sleeping bags out, had a little campfire, and still let Kiefer Moore have a... I mean... Kiefer Moore had 2 metres on Harry Maguire. And Harry Maguire was jogging and still got to the ball.
Still beat him.
I mean, Harry Maguire, I mean, he's doing well. I mean, what a confidence boost. Go and play for England against crappy attacks and just, you know, have all the time in the world. I really, really hope he continues because we are going to play Brazil or France at some point, and then we've not been attacked.
Yeah, true that.
We've not been attacked yet. But no, they are playing well. I think Luke Shaw's playing well. Interesting, you've got that Man City, Stones and Walker, and then you've got Man United, Maguire and Shaw. And I've not heard anyone really talk about that. And I think that does help. I think Pickford's on holiday, isn't he?
He is on holiday. He didn't have a touch last night, did he, really? I think if John Stones and Harry Maguire were playing for a Premier League team, I think they would be a really good partnership, you know? I think that's why it works for England. I think they've just got a really good balance. But I think once you play for Man United... I said on our live stream last night, actually, I think playing for Man United is probably the most difficult team in the world to play for at this minute in time. Because of the expectation, yeah, the weight on their shoulders.
Spotlight.
I think the second that you make a mistake for Man United, especially for somebody that's English like Harry Maguire, mate, the whole world, Mark Goldbridge is on your back. As soon as this bugger, as soon as he's on your back, it's game over, mate. He'll get his minions on you and that's it. It's done, all right?
International football is shit as well. I mean, look, you know, let's call it what it is. It is shit.
Yeah,
it
it's really not brilliant, is it? I'm with
we're
you.
We're all in a bubble and we're all enjoying it, but come on. Everybody, where's the camera?
Yeah.
The Premier League is 10 times better than international football.
I'm with you, mate. I'm with you. I've heard so many things this week saying, this is the biggest stage of them all. This is like the elite, the biggest. And I'm thinking,
Champions,
it's not.
Champions
it's
League.
Genuinely not,
look at
is
De Bruyne.
It? No,
he's
it's not.
Absolutely shit. He gets back in the Premier League, he's the best player in the world. Yeah. Why? Because he's coached every week by a decent manager and surrounded by decent players playing in a really competitive league. International football, you're thrown to... You've been
there.
How hard is it, Ben, to play good football... international football when you're only playing every couple of months with
it's,
loads of people.
It's just so different. It's like a different job almost. Do you know what I mean? It's like going to work for a different like company or whatever. When you're with your club team, you know how it goes. It comes so naturally. It does. You go away with England, it's like, oh, it's a different set of everything. Different like rules, different manager, different coaches, and it's just off. Everything is off. And I'm with you. I totally agree, Matt. I think it's nowhere near the Premier League. It's not.
What about Kevin De Bruyne though? Saying like we're too old.
Oh mate, the Belgium team are they're set to be the biggest disappointment of this World Cup, aren't they? Infighting, results on the pitch have been rubbish. Like they're all over the shop,
What's
aren't
he
they?
Saying? That's just people are just gonna be like, what?
I know.
That's mad.
I can't believe that they're, you know, we've spoken about it. You know, one of your guys is a Leicester fan. That phase is brilliant.
Yeah.
I watched Belgium first game and they've got, it's like 2014, they've got Vertonghen and Alderweireld.
I'm
like, what are you doing?
It's crazy, isn't
it? But I've got to just say, because people will say we're being negative, this is the best World Cup there's ever been.
Simple as that.
They'll be like, I have to say it. Everybody says it, don't they?
That's the best
World
Cup.
It's the best World Cup ever. Right. Can't be too negative about this.
I want to talk about Harry Kane, okay? Because England scored 9 goals so far. Yeah, 9 goals, 6 against Iran, 3 last night against Wales.
Yeah.
None of them from Harry Kane so far. Don't get me wrong, he's chipping in with assists. But the assists for me are by the by, especially when you're playing against Wales and Iran and all that kind of stuff, right? How much of a worry is it, the fact that he is not doing what we kind of need him to do? Because I've been watching the games, right? And Harry Kane has been dropping so deep some games, right? So deep. Like, I said to you last night, didn't I? I said, at one point, he had 5 England players in front of him. In front. He dropped that deep to get the ball because he's getting that bored. This was in the first half, by the way. He's getting that bored. And then I'm thinking, why are you doing that? There's plenty of players that can do that. You stay up there. When
That's
we get the
where
chance,
Phil
boom.
Foden should be.
Exactly. Anybody else could do that. Bellingham could do that, 100%. But he's dropping so deep.
That's why Mount and that's why Foden's not playing at 10 and why Mount's struggling. Because you can't be a number 10 with Harry Kane because he just wants to be in
He'll do that. He'll do that job.
Box. And we saw this at United with Ronaldo. Ronaldo would drop deep out of frustration. He passes the ball to Delo. Delo looks up to put the cross in and he's like, you've just passed me the ball. You should be in there.
Exactly.
And Harry Kane does exactly the same. And
do you know who used to do it as well? Rooney. Wayne Rooney used to do this all the time. I remember when I was there, right, the manager, Ferguson, would go batshit crazy at him. He would say it to him every single half, right? At halftime, he'd get in and he'd go, Wayne, stop dropping deep, yeah? Stop dropping. But it's because he'd get bored. He would want the ball so much, right? He was so hungry to just have the ball and do stuff and make stuff happen. He would just drop deep, drop deep, drop deep. And the manager would have to say, mate, stop that now. Stay up there. He wouldn't say mate. He would call him all sorts. It was filthy, right? But it's exactly the same thing. It's like you get bored. But they need to know their job roles, don't they? Harry Kane needs to know that that's... If he's doing that, he's not helping the team. Stay up there. When the chance comes, put the ball in the back of the net, please, mate. That's what we want from you, don't we?
Yeah, but to go back to your original question, it doesn't worry me.
No.
That he's not scoring.
Yeah.
Because we're winning.
Yeah, true that.
So, you know, and he is. That ball through to Rashford yesterday, the one-on-one he missed.
Lovely
that
ball,
was
weren't
brilliant.
It?
You know, yeah. It was brilliant. So I agree he should be up there. But if I think in, we're
if the roles are reversed there and somebody puts that ball for Harry Kane, Harry Kane scores that.
That's very true.
One on ones, Harry Kane scoring. He's clinical. That's his job. That's what I'm saying. I want him to be in that position there. The fact that he's dropped deep to put the ball through for Rashford is the whole point.
Yeah, that's
is
true.
The problem.
But that's how he plays for Spurs now as well, Harry Kane.
Yeah, true.
He's got
that.
This thing like. He's dropping. He's like
and
a quarterback.
Spurs don't play
like,
with a 10, do they?
No.
But they have a Son, though. They've got Heung-min Son, who will stay up there, and he knows that they've got that partnership. So it works for them. They haven't got that with England.
I think he's a problem for the England team. If you want, you know, I said this when he picked the team. He picks Conor Gallagher, Mason Mount, James Maddison, Phil Foden, and Jack Grealish. They're all 10s. Can't play a 10 with England because that's what Harry Kane wants to do.
Yeah.
So, I, as I say, I think Callum Wilson would play on the last man. And you, I think we'd be a better team with Callum Wilson in the team and Mount or Foden in behind him. But Harry Kane, like you say, he does that job really well, but it negates the need for all these attacking midfielders.
It's a good chat, this. It's because you think about it, thinking,
it's never happening. Harry Kane is 100% starting the next game.
Well, can you imagine Southgate at half-time saying to Harry, you need to stay up front? I mean, Sir Alex Ferguson, you need to stay up front. Harry, get him some water.
Do you mind?
Do you want a massage? would you mind getting more in the box more? I'm England's top scorer, shut up. You'll be out of a job next week.
Okay, yeah, cool, deal.
Worry about your waistcoats.
So what we're saying, he hasn't got a waistcoat anymore. He's got a lovely little zip neck. He's got like a funnel zip neck. Oh, it's beautiful.
Will he bring the waistcoat back for the knockout stages?
Nah, he's moved on, mate. He's a modern man now. Well, who are they sponsored by? Marks and Spencer's. Good gear, Marks and Spencer's, you know.
Yeah, nice.
Really good.
Nice.
Expensive stuff.
Bring back the waistcoat.
Merino cotton. What do we think for England then going forward? What are the expectations? Where do you think we'll go in this World Cup?
I've always felt quarterfinal was when the tournament started. I know that's very arrogant.
When is it we can meet France? Is it the quarterfinal? Yeah, quarterfinal. Is it? Oof, wow. Yeah,
I think it's a false. I mean, I was saying, we were having a laugh before where I was driving in and they had, we're singing for England. I was really into it. And then the radio came on and talked about real England. And I was like, fucking hell, we're shit. It's just not the same as what it was like.
Coming all guns blazing.
I really loved Italia 90, Euro 96, even World Italian Cup 98, 2002. I really used to get into England and I really want to get into England and I love Rashford last night, Foden. I love so many of the players. But God, we're so hard to like. I mean, like you said, what have we been doing in the group stage? Yeah. We've got no identity. We've got to go up two or three gears. We can't, you know, Rashford said after the game we can win the World Cup. How? What's the plan? France, I can see. Brazil, even Germany.
Yeah.
I can see what they're trying to do. What? We don't even know what formation we're going to play. We don't know how we're going to approach it. USA, we sat back. Wales, we sat back, then we attack. Iran, we attack. What are we going to do against Senegal? I mean, we could blow them away on Sunday and we could all be sat here on Monday going, we can win the World Cup. But at the moment, what's the plan? What's the best 11? How are we attacking? Are we defending?
The formation thing's a big worry for me. Like I say, I really worried that he's going to go to a back five against Senegal.
100%.
If he goes to a back five for Senegal...
France, he will.
That's what I'm saying. I think the reason why I'll do it against Senegal is to set it in motion for the France game. But... Why can't you just like say, like if you even look at the France team, look at the starting 11 for France, starting 11 for England. On paper, like you genuinely go, you know what, that's pretty close to be fair. So why didn't we get on that front foot and go, do you know what then, we're going to take it to them, we can outplay them, let's do what we do, play a back four, play it the whole way through the tournament. Won't do, he'll play the back five against Senegal and that's what he'll stick with them.
I don't think he will play a back five.
Carl Walker's back though, it's his dream player. Now he's got Carl Walker
he's
back.
Just gonna, like he did yesterday, last night, sorry. I think he'll play right back, Luke Shaw, left back, Stones, Maguire.
Really?
You can't go to a back five against Senegal.
It wouldn't surprise her, would it?
I mean, I want to see James Maddison.
You're not, mate. You're not going to see him.
Ben White, they're just sunbathing.
They are. Yeah. They are not going to be seen.
Why are they not vlogging?
They are, exactly. Do some like GoPro and the goals. Yeah. Do some like, match day vlogs and stuff. I want to see some footage, right?
It's like you say, Madison's only there because the fans wanted it. And he's like, I don't want that headache. I don't want the whole World Cup to be, we needed Madison.
I'll pick him, but he ain't playing a single
match. Probably 0-0 against Senegal with like half an hour to go.
You couldn't think of a better player, could you?
Get him on.
If he makes a man or Grealish.
It would be, yeah. It will be. That's exactly what it would be. He said it at the beginning of the tournament when asked about why he picked James Maddison into the team. He said, "I just think he can offer us something different." You know, when the game gets to, and I thought as soon as he said "when the game gets to," I thought, "So you're only ever going to be bringing him on?" And then I thought, But to be honest, you've got so many more players ahead of him in that position that he would rather bring on. Do you know what I mean? I think even Jack Grealish at this moment in time is going to be struggling to play many more minutes in the World Cup because you obviously had Rashford last night. Phil Foden started last night. He obviously loves Saka and Sterling anyway. So there's four players. Mason Mount's already started a game. Grealish is going to be struggling for minutes now.
I think in a more mature conversation about style, the problem with England is, and as United fans would probably agree with me, because they've always compared Solskjaer to Ollie, the players love Southgate because he's a nice guy, but deep down they know he's not a very good coach. And Southgate even said it afterwards, the moments of Rashford and Foden really helped us out last night. And we used to call United moments because we were quite good defensively, but we always relied on a counter-attack or a moment. And I think...
Something.
You said it, England last night, that Rashford free kick, keeper should save it.
Yeah.
That 3-0, 4-0, 5-0 doesn't matter. Yeah. It's that goal. It's over.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Should we break it down quickly then? Okay, we're going to do the quiz in a minute, by the way, everybody. We've got a world-class quiz for you today. It's us three against each other. It's like fastest finger first. Do you remember the one I won the other week? I was incredible on it.
I remember the one Tom won. Tom won one, didn't
he? Anyway, right, so let's break this goal down last night, right? So the Rashford goal, right? So the free kick over the wall. Everybody on television, the commentary team, oh, what a goal, what a strike. He's put it in the top corner.
I didn't say it.
No, I'm saying the commentary team did, all right?
But you meant everybody, you.
No, you're agreeing with me.
Yeah.
Like, you say the same thing.
Do it properly.
So anyway, right, so it's not in the top corner at all. No. And plus, it's on the goalie side, right? So the goalie set his wall up over here, and he's gone this side, yeah? As soon as the ball is about to be taken, the goalie has moved. He's taken a whole step that way, which kills himself. So the hardest thing to do in that situation is to actually just stand there. It is. It's a brave thing to do. What you need to do, though, is it's an experienced thing. You go, right, my wall's there. If he puts it over the wall into this corner, fair dues. I'll hold my hand up. Well done. Brilliant free kick. But what you definitely have to do, though, is stand there and say, if he puts it this side, I have to save it. Even if it's in the toppest of top, yeah, I still have to save it. But what he does is he takes a step to his right and he crouches down at the same time. It is almost impossible then to transfer your weight back and make the save. But if he stands there, waits for it, he'll save that all day long. But that's the big game changer as well, because that goal goes in, the game is over at that point.
What a shame that elite commentary, and we keep saying this, is so shit that they stand there and they audio it across and say, what a great goal.
Yeah.
And like, I was watching it, I'm sure you were watching it.
Yeah.
He's a goalkeeper.
It was a good, solid strike.
It was a good strike. It's so easily saved.
Why has he done that, though? Why has he gone... What?
It's a safety thing. It's like a safety mechanism. Because he's not in the centre of his goal, his natural angle is to want to come over. So if Rashford's here and he's not in the centre of his goal, your natural angle, what you should do, because if there was no players in the way, his natural position should be here to cover off the angles in the best place, yeah? So it's natural for him to just want to take a step, it's just inbuilt in you to like cover that angle a little bit. But you've got the wall to do that. Yeah. You need to be like, it's like a real strict thing that you need to do is just stand there and wait.
Have you ever done that?
Like, oh, 100%. Everybody does it.
As soon as the ball,
everybody
like, oh,
does it.
No,
every goalkeeper has done it. And he knows as well. He'll know. I guarantee you. As soon as the ball goes, he's thinking, oh, shit, I've took a step. I'm going to look a dickhead here later.
Because if he just stands there, he almost catches that.
Exactly that. Stands tall, because he's 6'5", yeah. Danny Ward is. 6'5". That is an easy save for him. He might
is Rashford doing him with the eyes, though?
No, it's nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. He's
trying to find look, we're not taking anything away from Rashford.
It's a good strike. Yeah, it's a great strike, yeah.
The keeper's made a mistake.
Yeah, the keeper, even then, it's not a mistake, right? Do not blame the goalie for this, okay? Yeah, it's just one of those things.
It's an easy save.
No, I'm saying, right, I'm breaking it down. I'm trying to make people understand why things like this happened, yeah? It's not a goalie mistake, though.
Danny Ward's on next.
Right, it's quiz time. Let's go for the quiz. Come on then, the football fill in, World Cup. Right, I'm going. I'm jumping in there, boys. You ready for this, yeah?
Yeah,
let's go. Okay, here we go. It is time for the world famous football fill-in 60-second quiz. I'm with the boys. It is fastest finger first. First person to shout out the answer wins. If you get it wrong, though, you're out the question, yeah?
Romeo, done.
You get out. Yep. You're out. You don't get to answer again. 12 questions for Matthew. You ready for this?
Yeah, please beat Ben. Just please beat Ben. Okay?
Yeah.
First question. Which player is Arsenal's record signing?
Pepe.
Oh.
Well done, Mark. What a start, Mark.
Wow. Well I was going to say Nicolas Pepe, but it's fine. Pepe's fine.
He likes to be called Pepe when we're down to Toby.
Peps to
Toby Sizzle.
Toby. Question two. Which team has conceded the most goals so far in this World Cup?
Iran.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Well done, Mark. Oh,
flipping.
What's wrong with Ben? You need to put your batteries in, mate.
You're quiet.
You're a World Cup nerd.
Oh, quiet yeah. today, Pepe, Mark. Pepe's in the World Cup.
Quiet today, Ben.
How many have Costa Rica conceded?
Seven.
And that's the most?
What?
Oh, look at this.
Iran, yes. Isn't it?
Nah, this is a yeah. shambles, lads.
Yeah.
We can't have that, though.
No, we can definitely right. have that one.
We can't, because we'd have to edit it. We'd have to do a new
No,
one.
No,
we'd
can't have that.
We have to get a new question in there.
No. No.
Blame it on Chesney.
No. In fairness, Chesney, don't throw Chesney under the bus. I was going to fall on the sword for him then. I'm the quiz master. My fault.
Yeah, you've read over him.
Who's conceded the most?
Is it Iran?
Iran.
Yeah. Okay, point for Tubes.
Yeah! Well, we're going to have to do a new question completely, because the whole thing was shit, surely.
No.
This is...
That's my one question answered.
Ben, how are you going to have to bleep that out? Right, question three. So it is at
the
moment.
What a quiz.
At the moment, it is Mark 1, Tubes 1, Ben.
We've got VAR on this quiz. It's exclusive.
They'll get it wrong. What? VAR will get it wrong.
The answer might be wrong, and we can go to VAR.
They'll still get it wrong.
We're innovative.
Innovative.
Mark, you're on fire this
morning. Oh, what a kick.
Who is England's youngest player in the World Cup squad?
Jude Bellingham.
Well done, Ben.
I knew that one.
1-1-1. Oh, this is getting tasty.
Oh, spicy.
How many goalkeepers have been sent off in the history of the World Cup?
Three.
Well done, Peter.
Oh! It's a complete guess. Scumbag. It's a complete
guess. Well done, Peter.
Well, how should I know that? The World Cup's been going on about 100 years.
Yeah, do
all goalkeepers have an encyclopedia
of just goalie stuff.
Yeah. What a guess, okay. By the way.
Next question. Who is both the youngest and the oldest scorer in World Cup history?
How does that work?
Well, is that two Messi. Answers?
No.
Yeah, I know how it works. They scored when they were young and they scored when they're old.
No.
Bonus point for Mark for being the brain of Britain.
You mean that question is they've scored...
Yeah, he didn't know.
They are the youngest World Cup scorer in history and they are also the oldest World Cup scorer.
Thomas Müller.
You scored when you're young, you score when you're old.
They hold the record for both of them.
Apparently yeah. so, but this is Jamie's question.
There's got to be a time limit now.
Right. Come on, he said Messi.
No, wait.
5, 4,
Lewandowski.
3, no, 2.
Ronaldo.
Correct.
Honestly.
Correct.
I can't believe he didn't get the hint. He said Messi.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't think of any other players like in the history of the world
next
at that moment
question.
In time.
Are you keeping the tally, Seb?
Yeah. 2-2-1.
But that's another record for Rooney. Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Next quiz.
Who is Chelsea's all-time record scorer?
Frank Lampard.
Well done, Peter.
Yeah!
211.
3-2-1.
Well, Ronaldo. Oi. He's not a United player anymore, is he?
Come on,
okay, next question. What player has won the Premier League with Manchester City and Manchester United?
Owen Hargreaves.
No.
That is got to be fact-checked.
No.
That needs to be fact-checked.
No, I did fact-check it because he played one game but never received a medal.
Right, there you go. Next.
Yeah, but that's... No. I ain't happy with this.
So we've got time on this one, haven't we? Who's done that?
Carlos Tevez.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah! What a quiz!
You asked for a Man United
question.
I love
this quiz.
It's dead to me.
Scores on the door, Seb.
Yeah, but I feel a little bit done by with the Owen Hargreaves question there.
It's the dog eat dog world.
I've got to play six games to get a trophy.
Yeah.
Scores on the doors?
I've got.
I know what it is. It's 3-2-1.
I've got 4.
4-2-1.
I've got 4-2-1.
4-2-1. 3-2-1.
I'm
flying.
That's driving. Which Championship academy did Callum Wilson graduate from?
Coventry.
Play his first professional games
Coventry
for.
City.
Coventry City. Well done, Ben. I'm not sure what that
yeah,
noise
the Callum
was.
Callum Wilson fan club, isn't it?
So before we started the quiz, we were going to do shout it. Out the answer, and Peter's idea was make an animal noise. This show is getting worse by the week.
So fun.
I swear.
So much fun.
Which team has been relegated the most times from the Premier League?
Norwich.
Well done, Mark.
Get in! Get in!
Oh, no!
Come on, then. I've got two.
It's what he bloody does.
So hang on. 4, 3, 2.
Yeah.
So how many questions is that? That's 9. Only 2 questions left.
3 left.
3 left. Oh, I can't blow
it. The fact that Tubes is winning is really important.
I know.
Who has managed the most Premier League clubs?
Sam Allardyce.
Yeah, no.
Ben. I wanted to.
It was.
I wanted to give you that, but it'd have just absolutely gone off on one.
His mouth's quicker than mine.
That's for damn sure. Right. How many Premier League titles have Man City won?
4.
5. 5.
6.
I said 4.
6.
Yes! Game on!
What's that? Double top?
Yeah, game on. 180.
What's that?
5, 4. 5.
One. I can't lose.
Two.
Two. Okay.
You can't lose.
Last question.
If I get this, I've won the quiz.
Are you okay, Peter?
I'm buzzing my little tits on.
Right. Next, a final question. Which Swansea striker used to celebrate by crawling across...
Gomez.
No, it's not.
They're both crawling wrong. Crawling across the floor like a panther.
Gomez.
Baffertembe Gomez.
I know
it. What? You said Gomez? Yes. Can't you say Gomez? You've got to say the first name.
Oh. You said Ronaldo for the youngest and the oldest.
This is...
Cheers, boys!
Load of shit! Yes.
That's
the piss off!
That's the only quiz I've ever won.
You won the one at... I know, we lost the one at Mill Street. Right, final scores on the door, Sebby?
I know mine. 6.
6 for Tunes.
Yeah.
4 for Ben.
2.
2 for Mark
Oldman. Mark, half-term report.
You're on fire, mate. You're on fire, you are.
Well done, lads.
Right, there you go, everybody. That was the football fill-in. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Tubesy boy, on fire.
Buzzing.
Absolute flames. Goldbridge. Buzzing.
Only World Cup an Englishman's going to touch.
Well done, everybody. We'll see you soon. After the Senegal game, where we've absolutely battered them, we're about to play France, and we'll probably win that as well. Will we win that? No, we won't. Yes, we will.
Come on, England.